Agot Vachra Boisai. Oh, sponsors. Lili Nishmasi Mimi Rossi Rusmas Mordechai. It's supposed to Shabbos. No tie. I didn't have time to put my tie on. Sorry. I don't remember the parents of the Chayesh. Heshi, hecht, hecht, hecht.
Yeah, it's a Hapsala guy with a bunch of his
friends. F245. We'll just know him as that. These are all not in order. Okay, listen to this. What does breitkeit mean? So we had a whole discussion. What does the word mean? So it goes like this. Motzi Yom Kippur, you mentioned the Yiddish word breitkeit. I found the word expansive to be the as close a translation to breitkeit. Thank you for the Gevalik Shiurim, especially the props, Moshe Heber. Moshe Braun. I think the closest translation to breitkeit would be expansiveness. Great. And then we have over here another pshat. From Tuli Adler, breitkeit and abundance. So no, what's the two against? 2-1, expansiveness. Okay. It's three emails about breitkeit. Rabbi, so listen to this. From Sid Wellman. You guys remember Sid, anybody? In the first week of February, I was diagnosed with COVID. The doctors told my wife I had a 50-50 chance. I was put into a coma for 4 months. I've been with you from Brochas Dav Beis. When I came out of the coma, a ness, I asked my son-in-law, where in Pesachim are we up to in Daf Yoimi? You believe this? He comes out of a coma and that's the first thing he asked. Pesachim. Pesachim, he says, we're finishing Yuma. That's a typical son-in-law. If it was his father, he'd say, no, we're holding the Gimel and Pesachim, you're doing okay. No, it's his father-in-law, hey, you messed up a little bit, we're in Yuma. Baruch Hashem, many nisim, thanks to my wife and Hashem, I'm recovering and keeping up with the daf. After 6 months in the hospital, I'm finally home. Thank you, Rebelli, for your wonderful share, Sid Wellman. Wow, unbelievable. Wow. For Shlema. And here we have one from Gershon Dubin. He says, a great story of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's perfect for tonight, Rabbi Isai. Someone was boasting how he went to the shuk of Arba Minim an hour before candlelighting and got Arba Minim for pennies. Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that it's a bezoyin of the mitzvah to wait until the last minute. The guy answered, Hillel. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, look at the Lashon HaGemara. Hillel midah cheres hoysela, meaning he lived his entire life according to that midah, when it could cost him money or tich or whatever. This was his midah. You can't just pick that midah for doing a mitzvah, and when you look to buy a car, you shop all over the place for the best deal. If you live your whole life like Hillel, okay, so you go to the Arba Minim Shuk. It's a bezoyin mitzvah. I know people that do it. They go to the Arba Minim, they wait until everything is like pennies, and it says bezoyin mitzvah. You want to treat the mitzvah, you want to go out there. On a lighter note, almost no one in Flatbush Hatzalah, the large branch, knows anywhere close to the names of all the members. They always refer to each other by the number. That's why my wife stopped coming to annual Malava Malka. Be whatever, F whenever. Gemar Chasima Toiva, good. That didn't come out good. And of course, a huge Shekoyach this year, Gershon Dubin. Oh boy. Red? Not bad. Okay. It was a mistake. An honest mistake. Oh, and here's one. He says like this. Moed, showing that I said that Moed, the mem is 40 and the rest of the letters equal 80. So you get double the amount that you spend on Yontif. So he says, Shaita. We actually sing this in Zmiris each week. He doesn't say the word Shaita. Besides the long list of rewards mentioned, it says in Baruch Kalalion, V'ashrei kol choyche l'sashlumei cheifel. Get paid double. Okay, great. Rabbi Isai, today they asked me to speak at the Kiddush for Meir Koenig, a very dear friend of mine. And I was about to say my favorite story about him, and I couldn't. And I'll tell you why. So I said, I told the Olam there that I'll say it later, so I'll say it now. Is that my phone? I think it is. It must be. Here, deal with this. So.
Pizza?
No, it's okay. You don't have to tell me anything. Just tell me and I'll share. Fine. So, basically, Meir introduced me to a Yerushalmi Yid from Ramah Bet. And his wife was dying from cancer, and he had all these children. And I went into their house. He took me into his house. He schmoozed with me until 2 in the morning. I went into his house, and I saw 8 children in one bedroom, 3 per bed. 3 children on a bed, and the baby was in a stroller. 8 children, boys, girls, everything. The Kala was there. He had a daughter, Kala. And the matzah was very bad. He's a phenomenal Rebbe, this Yerushalmi guy. I later went to see him in action. He's a famous Rebbe in the neighborhood. So it turns out, unfortunately, the wife was nifter the week of the chasana, right before the chasana. It was a terrible situation. So I told Mayer, I said, you want to come with me to America? We'll collect money for him. Without hesitating, yeah, let's go. We got on a plane the next day. We were there for like a week. We made $50,000. Very nice. And we paid for the wedding, the whole thing. So I wasn't going to say this story. I'm going to say the next story. And then I saw that this Yerushalmi is in the audience, so I had to skip it. But I thought it was a beautiful story. I want to tell the Olam about Meir Kenig, because I speak about him a lot. He's literally a gadol hadar in chesed. He does so much chesed and more chesed. His whole life revolves around chesed. Very cool story, I thought. So this Yerushalmi guy asked Meir if he could borrow his brand new car. It was only a few days old, literally, within the week that he bought it. Of course, no problem, take it. For Shabbos, yeah, the whole thing. Shami guy barely drives. What happened? Returns it all fashmushed. So Mayor looks at him and he sees that he's nervous. Like, you know, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. So Mayor tells him, you know, I like smashed cars because of the Ein Hara. It's brand new. I was hoping that, you know, I could smash myself, but it's a good thing you took care of the smash. Baruch Hashem, now I don't have an Ein Hara. Okay, that's a nice story. But here's the kicker. The insurance would have paid for the whole fixing of the car, no problem. It was covered. But Meir never fixed the car, because if he fixes the car, the Yerushalmi would think he's lying. That it, Lemafreya was Nizgala, that he didn't want the bang, and that he was lying just to make him feel good. So he has the car ready for a year. The car is all banged up, smashed up. He drives. I thought it was a beautiful story. And so I didn't say the story because the Yerushalmi was there. It wasn't nice. The Yerushalmi comes over to me after the thing. He goes, you know what? I got to tell you this story. And he tells me this whole story. Come on. Now you tell me. I said, yeah, but he's trying to make me feel good. He still drives around like that. I know that he's lying. Anyways. Okay. Fine. I'm telling you, it's a true story. And I had a picture of the car, him driving with the smashed up thing. So now, as Yaitzai said the story, and now, Rabbeisai, we could start the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I have a riddle. If a person only has $2 in his pocket set aside for mikvah purposes, what should he use the money for? To go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah, or Erev Sukkos, which is coming up in a day. Anybody? He got the answer. You say Sukkos. Why Sukkos? I wouldn't be asking anyways. Very nice. Very nice. Mikvah is a mitzvah? I didn't know it was a mitzvah. What is it? It's a mitzvah. Okay. I didn't know it's a mitzvah. I'm learning new things every day. It's a mitzvah. He says it's a mitzvah. Where? It's okay. Fine. It's a, yeah. So the answer is, we're going to see in a second. Says the Mishnah. Chal liyos achar Shabbos. So now we're switching gears. We're talking about Yontif. Yontif that falls out right after Shabbos on a Sunday. Bisham yomri matbilim zakol melefnei haShabbos. We're talking about toveling things in the mikvah, including yourself, your body, kalim. Say bishama, you have to do everything before Shabbos. You have the opportunity to do it before Shabbos. Do it before Shabbos. Says Rashi, and it brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Bezer Hashem. We're heading there. Very, very soon. We'll be there in about a month. Chayiv Adam Letar Es Atzmoy Beregel. Zechiv, in those days at least, when everything is done on Tahara, what's the idea? They should eat everything the Karbanis. You're eating Karbanis on the Regel, so on Yantiv. Yeah, it should be Betahara. So again, if you can only afford one mikvah, you go to the mikvah on Sukkos. You don't go on the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Zechiv to be toivel before every yontif, including Sukkos. Tzchiyuv, chayiv. You see, it's a mitzvah. See that, Doc? Chal yizach ha-shabbos v'sham yoyimim, madbim zakom v'sham yoyimim, v'sil oyimim, kelim milfnei ha-shabbos, v'odom b'shabbos. They still argue and they say that a person can go into the mikvah for himself on Shabbos. B'shavin, but everybody agrees, shemashikin es ha-mayim b'kli even l'tarom. So, if you have water, could water become tamei? If water becomes tamei, has the mikveh not become tamei? Because a mikveh can't become tamei. Neither can an ocean. But water could become tamei. Food becomes tamei, water can become tamei. If it's mayim shuvim, it's in a cup like this, this could become tamei. Now, I'm a kayin, or I'm makbid on tahara. In those days, everything is about tum and tahara. So I need to do something with my water. I need to make it tar. What do I do? How do you make this water tar? Hashaka. You can't. I can't dunk this in a mikvah because now I won't have the water anymore. I don't want to drink the water from the mikvah. That's not very good, especially in those days without filters. So what I do is I touch the top of my water to the mikvah. I go like this, real carefully. A little of the nastiness touches. Yep. And then this becomes tar. Once it becomes tar, good. And that's what. There's a bar hashaka today. We have bar zriya. Those are two different baris that are bar hashaka. What they have today in mikvahs is a bar, and there's a hole in the middle. And this is a bar, let's say, full of rainwater. And the place where everybody dunks into is just regular sink water. And there's a hole from one to the other, and they touch each other, and that makes the entire mikvah kosher. So the same thing. What? If it touches a little bit, the whole thing becomes tar. It's all connected. Any water that's connected is part of it. Anybody that wants a tour, Gershon is in charge of the most gorgeous mikveh here. I actually, it was the first time that I was toivel in that mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur. It's beautiful. Over there, obviously, for the Raisis, the very makbit, they have the two bars. Zriya and Ashaka. Zriya is a little different. The rainwater falls into there and it spills over. Okay. But we're talking about Ashaka here. So what happened? It goes like this. If this is stone, it doesn't become tamei. So I could use the stone. I cannot be toivel a kli. I can't put the whole thing in the mikvah because now what I'm doing is a trick. I'm making the kli tar together with the water, but you're not allowed to make a kli. We just started the mishnah. You shouldn't make a kli tar on yontif. The only thing you can do is the water. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. If you have the wrong intention, one chabura to another chabura, you had a mind to eat the carbon pesach with these people, and you're entitled for that, and then you want to go, that's fine. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the kuli alma miyas kli b'shabbos loy. According to everybody, you can't just take, if this kli is tamei, I can't put it in the mikvah. My timer, what's the reason? Omar Rabba, gzeiro shemo yitlenu b'yodav yavireno Abraham is b'shus harabim. Top of daf yud ches. This is a very, very famous rabbah. We're going to have this rabbah in 2 days from now, or on Shabbos. Why can't you bring a lulav to shul? Why don't we shake lulav on Shabbos? Why a few days ago on Rosh Hashanah we didn't blow a shofar? Or we did, but if it's Shabbos we don't blow a shofar, why? So here also, it's the same idea. I just want to show you real quickly. That we're going to be talking about why can't you be toivel kli on Shabbos? There are four reasons in the Gemara. One is Shemi Avirenu Dal Amis Rishu Rabbim. Gzeira, maybe you'll do Schita to Beged. Gzeira Shemo Yasha, if you don't do it in time, you might leave the kli laying around. And what's going to happen? That kli will touch something, make something tamei. So I don't want. I do it before Yontif. Do it right now. Don't procrastinate. And Nirikim Sakin Kli, we're very familiar with this one. That when you put a kli in a mikvah, it looks as if you're fixing it before it was also to use. Now it's more. These are the four reasons. Now, in the four svaras of the in this first one, talk about the first one. First one is Shema Yavirenu Abraham is Mishra. If you're allowed to be toivel a kli on Shabbos, you might come to carry it. So the Gemara is going to ask five questions on it. And that's going to take us basically to like 10, 12 lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph. These five questions, very simple questions, similar answer. Question number one is, what about a bar in your chotzer? If you have a bar, you're not worried about going Dalet Amos. Dlitame, klishenitma beyantiv, klishenitma beavatuma. So we talk for a second about avatuma, but we're going to go weiter. These are just five, the same question over and over from a different brayzer in a different place. Big de nido that became tame, how do you make them tar? Okay, let's see inside. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abayo. What are you concerned? You're concerned that the guy might carry on Shabbos. He has his own mikveh in his house. Right? It's not a problem today. $10,000, you're all set with a filter and a heater in your house. Omarlei, how do I know? I'll tell you in a few days. How do I know? Omarlei, Gzeira bar b'chatzeroi, otub. No, but it's not open to the public. Omarlei, Gzeira bar b'chatzeroi, otub bar b'shusurab. Okay, Gzeira, you can't say, oh, but what if he has it here? You can't blow a shofar in your house. Once it's awesome, it's awesome. Hoteinach, Shabbos, b'yantiv ma'ikin l'meimar, there's no problem of carrying on yantiv. Because yantiv at the Shabbos. So the guys are that also. Umigazrina, do we make a gzera like that? But nan, vishoven. Shema shikis ha-mayim b'kli yevin l'taron, avalei matbilin. So, you could take the water and kind of kiss the other water. You do ashoket, they touch each other, and it's okay. Avalei matbilin, you know, be toivod o'kli, v'yisa, and if you be goyiz gzeras, nigzer ashoka, otu. Hatbala. The hashoka should be a problem. You might put the whole clean. The tizbira yisle mayim yofim hanin lamali hashoka. If the guy has nice bottled water at home, so why does he have to do hashoka to this water? Elo de lesle, because he doesn't have water. Because the lesle, Mrs. Zarebo, we're gonna have similar tirutzim. We're not concerned. There's no reason to be goyzer gzeiros where a guy is super super careful. Okay, he doesn't have the water. It's very important to him. He's not gonna. He's gonna be careful. Eisvei, madam ildi tamei butar. Says you're allowed to take a pail, take the whole pail, and pretend, sort of pretend, not pretend. You go and you draw water with the pail. But what happens when you draw with the pail? The whole pail goes into the water below the ground, and memela becomes tar. The pail is tamei. So I'm allowed to draw water with that pail, put it into the ground, take it out, and it's tar. Now Rashi asks on the spot, we just learned a second ago, that you can't take a kli, you cannot take a kli, and put it into the mikvah. If it has water in it, you can't do that. All of a sudden, I'm allowed to take a whole pail and put it into the water. Why? What's the difference? So, you're right, and therefore?
You're not fixing the water.
Oh, so you're already saying, you're saying very good. There's a big difference if the kli is full, we're discussing. If the kli is full, then everybody knows why you're doing this. Everybody sees you're trying to get, why are you putting a kli with water in it into a mikveh? What's wrong with you? When you go to the mikveh, you go with empty kelim. Why is this full of water? Because it's tameh, and you're trying to get it to be tar. So then why are you dunking the whole thing in? Ah, but if you have a dli, you have a pail, nobody knows what you're doing. Nobody, it doesn't say on the pail, oh, this is tameh. So everybody that watches thinks that you're doing the right thing. You're just trying to draw water, and that's okay. Again, you're making all these gzeres. The Gemara started off gzeres. What if a guy has a well in his house, in his backyard? Oh, that's also awesome because we already go. What about yontif? We were geyser. But how come in these cases we're not geyser? What if I'm going to take the pail? I'm not going to draw water. I'm going to take the pail and put it into a mikvah. I might do that. Nobody was concerned about it. What's it? The Gemara is just saying, why in some cases do we make Xerius? Why in some cases we don't make Xerius? Shani Hasam, actually Hutriloi, Eli, Dei, Dilioi, Zachuru. There's no reason to be Geyser. There's a special reason. People know that the only way I can be Toivel this pale is by drawing water. I can't be Toivel. So they remember. They don't get confused. Eisvei, Klishanit, my mayor of Yontif. Oh. Now, by the way, Rashi points out here, this kli became tamei ba'avatuma. We're going to discuss it in a second. We might as well show it now. Very, very simple stuff. Again, this is the other chart. You have the trumas. This is a simple chart. The guys love it because something that's so confusing, like Tumen Torah, becomes very, very simple on a very, very basic level. First, we have Avi Avos HaTuma. Avi Avos HaTuma is a dead person, the highest level of Tuma. And it just keeps on going down and down and down in Madrega every single time. Avat Tuma is either a Sheretz. A Sheretz doesn't become Avi Avos HaTuma. It's only Avat Tuma. Or a person that touched a dead person. He's also Avat Tuma. A live person that touched Avi Avos, he goes down one Madrega. He can't be as strong as the source. He always goes down one Madrega. Or a Zav, Zava, Nida. Avat Tuma, they're a source by themselves. Fine. If Avat Tuma touches anything, that thing becomes a Rishon. And if that thing touches something, it drops the Sheini. If that thing touches something, Shlishi, it's so on. So if a Sheretz touches a Kli, this Avat Tuma can make a Kli, any vessel, a Rishon. Goes down one level. This is Midoraisa. That's it. The only way this Kli can become Tame. Midaraisa is through a avatuma, one of these, a sheretz, or a human being that's avatuma, that's tummy, and he touched. Okay. Says the Gemara, Kli shenitmah. If this Kli became tummy through avatuma, Rashi points out, because that's a Midaraisa tuma, you can't put it in the mikvah on yantiv. Why? Because he had the opportunity to do so erev yantiv. Why were you lazy? If you were lazy, you get punished. If you had no choice, okay. But you had the opportunity. I know you were very busy, but you should have gone to the mikvah and been taiva. Yantiv, but if the tumah occurred on yantiv, must be nice to be yantiv. Then we don't have this problem with him. He didn't do anything wrong. So he's allowed to go and be taiva. Vimisa, ask the Gemara. And if you're making all these gzeros, nigza the yantiv, out to the erev yantiv, it should be also to be taiva on yantiv, because you might confuse it with the erev yantiv. And erev yantiv is aser. And people come to say that you're allowed to be toivel on yantiv if the tumah occurred erev yantiv. And that's, we said it's not allowed. You should make one blanket halacha. It's always also to be toivel on yantiv. Whether the tumah happened before, whether, why wouldn't people mistake that? Tumah b'yayim ta mizel l'shchichay. U'mizel l'shchichay le'gaz ribar abar. It's not so common. Not so common. So me'lo. Why is it not common? Everybody's tar. Everybody, it's a mitzvah to be toivel before yantiv. Everybody comes in betara. Very rare to have a case of tuma on yantiv. Eisvei, kli shenitim avavat tuma. Oh, going back one more time. This kli touched the source, the sheretz, or the zav. Ein matbilin oisoi biyantiv. You cannot be toivel on yantiv. Bivlara tuma. Oh, if it became Tomei from a second level, not Avatuma, but a Rishon touched it. Now, Matbilinois Biyantif. Now that's only, it's a very light Tumah, it's a Tumah the Rabbanon, it's not the real deal. So you're allowed to put it in the Mikvah Yantif. Vimisa, once again, why don't I make Xeris? When do I make Xeris, when don't I? People are going to get confused between a Vlad and a Av. I don't know the difference, really. I think I know it. There's an Av, there's a Vlad. The Av you're not allowed, or the Vlad you are. Everything should be awesome. What's the problem? What's the problem with this Kli that touched over here? It became a Sheni. A Kli that became a Sheni. The only problem is for Kohanim. They have to eat Truma B'Tahara. And when you have Truma, you see, Truma is very sensitive. Kachim is the most sensitive, besides the Paraduma maybe. But as the Kedusha is stronger, very, very strong Kedusha has much more sensitivity to Tuma. But that's only for a Kohen that eats Truma. But Yisraelim don't have that. But Kohanim, there's reason. They know how to be careful with Tuma. So for them, we're not going to make Xeris. We're only going to make Xeris for the common folk, like us. Not for Rabbi Schoenberg's.
What was wrong with the previous Teretz?
I mean, the first, not this, on the other, what we said on the other thing. I like this Teretz better. It's even better. I mean, Mizel L'Shchicha, okay. But over here, we have a whole community called Kohanim that they're very, very careful. It's not a thing by them. Forget Shchiach. It's just That's what they live. Koyhanim live truma. It's literally like COVID. For me, it's like COVID. It's like, I can't stand here. I got to wear a mask. You're telling me to stay away from me. Get away from my food. You spit on my food. I can't eat it anymore. You touch my thing. Everything, they were very, very careful. Toshma, domar avchia bar ashi omarav. Nido she'en lo begodim maremes v'tevels bevgodel. You have to understand, everything was about tumen tahira. And if this woman used up all her clothing through the week, and all her, the clothing is tummy. You have to put the clothing in a mikvah. It's unbelievable. If she wears clothing, goes to the mikvah, she's tar, wears clothing that are tummy, whatever she touches is finished. You can't eat it. It's finished. It's contaminated. So what should she do? You ask anybody in this room, anybody that didn't learn this Gemara, if I go into the mikvah with my clothes, am I yoytze mikvah? No. No. What about chatzitza? No. What? Oh. So the Gemara says it's not a problem. In those days, they didn't have the elastic bands and this and that. So what do? Ma remes v'toyvels b'vgodel. Obviously, you can't put a kli. What? No, that wasn't typical to go like that. But over here, she has no choice. She has no clothing that were laundered out of the tumah. So what do? And you can't put a kli in a mikvah yontif. There's a kli. Begging is a kli. So what do? She pretends that she herself goes to the mikvah. She does arama. It's a trick, trickery. She goes into the mikvah with the clothing, and memela, the clothing become tar. There is no hashash. Oh. So you're asking that there should be a problem of kibbutz. You hear what he's asking? No, what's a teretz? So Tosis asks the kasha. Thanks for asking. Tosis says, it's similar to like when you wipe your hand on a towel. Why is that not kibbutz? Because it's derech tinof, he calls it. He calls it like, it's dirty. Actually, you're not cleaning it. You're making it dirty. It's going to the mikvah with it. It's not a way of cleaning clothing. It's the way to dirty clothing. So maybe that's not a problem. Fine. So, but what's the question? Once again, why is it on top of the Amid? We said that you might come to carry your Kli Rosh Hashanah, that's why you're never allowed to bring it to the mikvah. But what about a case where you have your own private mikvah? Oh, I have to make a gzera. What about a case where it's Yantav, I have to make gzera? So we're also. How could she bring the clothing into the mikvah like that? She makes gzeras. Say no, it's always Aser, no matter what. Maybe she'll just take the clothing without being on her. She'll just take it like a regular bag of laundry, put it into the mikvah, take it out. She forgot. She didn't chap that last year was only mutted for her because she was actually wearing it. She thought that it's mutted. People are going to get confused. She remembers ganz fine why, how it was last year, and she's not going to get confused. She knows why she had to wear it. It's a weird thing to wear clothing into the mikvah. And she knows the halacha very well. You can't just tovel godim only if you wear it. And really, she's not going to give it. That's why we don't make it there. Okay, fine. We're done with that. And now, back to the original question. Why does the Mishnah say, according to everybody, you can't put a clean in the mikvah? Now we're holding on reason number two. Rabbi Yosef Amar, gzeirim shum schita. I'm concerned that if you bring a dish to the mikvah, you might bring your suit. That's how it's going to be. Your couch into the mikvah. Your chairs into the mikvah. You have guests for Shabbos. They say, oh, by the way, I'm a Zav. I sat on your chair. Oops. Take the whole dining room set. Schlep to the mikvah. In, out, next. That's how it goes. Your laundry into the mikvah. Says the Gemara. They're going to have those rapid tests. Oh, yeah. By the way, I just checked tonight. I'm a Zav. Yesterday. That's the Zav rapid test. Serious. It's a disease. It's a disease. But it's to teach us tumah. Kids are fine. Says the Gemara, Gzeir Mishum Schita. Omar le'abaya. Tenach kelim debnei schita ninu. Mashiach is coming. That's great. When you have things that you could actually wring out. It's a problem. You might wring it out. But what about a solid dish made out of metal? You're not going to wring it out. Okay, once again, we come to the same problem. Now he just introduced five questions, basically. All of a sudden, he makes a gzera. You have to make a gzera. Metal, glass, earthenware, otu, jeans, suits, and shirts. Says Gemara, Eisik Olahana Tiyufta. So he asked him all these questions, like this. Maybe, I don't even know, whatever. Pretend these are all the five. He asked him the five questions. We just went the whole Amud. Why do you make Xeris? You should. Why don't you make Xeris on this and this and this and this and all things? On a Nida, how can you not make Xeris? And he said, Veshanan Gizshanina, on each one, there's no reason to be Geyser. The Koyahanim are very careful. The woman remembers the this and that. Okay, all five questions are not Negeya. Says the Gemara, Bibi Omar, third reason. The reason why you can't put Kalim in the mikvah, Xeris Shema Yasha. It's a takala. You might leave it around. You can't leave things hanging around. And therefore, I said, don't wait until Shabbos. Do it Erev Yontif and Shalom Yisrael. Tanya Kavos Seder Rabbivi. There's a Tana that says like Rabbivi, Klish Yenitim Erev Yontif, Eimat B'Lois V'Yontif. And he says, Mefurish. It can't get any better and any clearer than this. No Diyukim. Gzeira Shema Yasha. I'm concerned. You don't want anything... You know, how many times has it happened that your kid by mistake took the fleshik spoon and made spaghetti and cheese with it? So you put it on the side, and then on Friday, okay, I gotta go grab the spoon, and you look for it. It's not there. It's right back in the drawer where it came from the beginning. Right? It happens. It happened to you. Happens all the time. I think not by Rabbi Schoenberg, of course, by people that are yuckies, it doesn't happen. But by us, and then you have to take all the kalim and bring it. But I wasn't sure if it was fleshik and milchiks, and I have to do fleshik and milchiks. But never happened live. Come on. Happens all the time. Put it up. So says Gemara, that's gzeira shemiyasha. You can't leave these things hanging around in your house. You don't know. Cleaning lady's going to chop it. She sees the fork. Why is it up here in the cabinet? Puts it right back in. Finished. Done. So you got to do it now. You go to the mikveh now. Rav Amar. And finally, the famous one that we always talk about, b'pnei shenira, let's fix it a little bit. Nira kimisakin kli. It's not fixing. It looks like you're fixing a kli. Yachi adam nami. This human being was tamei, couldn't eat anything, and now you fixed him. Says Gemara adam nira kimaker. You're worried about not that you're actually fixing. It looks like people are going to say, look, you're fixing him. You know, I'll fix things on yontif. No, if he goes into the mikvah, he's cooling himself off. Nobody's going to get confused. Yeah, people cool themselves off in a nice pool. Nobody goes into a cesspool to cool himself off. It's disgusting water. Why? But for mikvah, yeah. Omar of Nachman Yitzchak, I don't want to go there. If anybody's been to the mikvah of Yontif, you understand the kasha. Which normal person would dunk into this thing? It wasn't a huge mitzvah and a thing, right? Dr. Factor said he's kind of bald and he just wants to come out with the full head of hair. Okay. Wow. I don't know why I repeated that one. That you can take out. I'm saying, even if you go into a very cold mikvah, like the Arizal mikvah, which normal person would go into Arizal mikvah if it wasn't for the mitzvah? It's freezing. You go to the mikvah. Whatever. Ask Dr. Factor, he'll tell you the mitzvah. Omer, I'm not. And how about the guy that goes like this, the finger? There's 700 mitzvahs, so you go like this. Says Gemara, Omer, Nachma Yitzchak, Pa'adam Shaba, Pa'am Shadam Ba, Vishrav, Vavichesam Beis. He comes in the heat. Shrav, Vruchet, Afilu, B'mei Mishra, he's so hot. That'll go into disgusting, the flax water. It's mamish gross. Says Gemara, Tehnu b'Meisach Hama, b'Meisach Shoma, Yikin l'Meimar. Okay, it's fine. I understand once in a while a person's that desperate. Nebuch, in those days, maybe we did live then. But it was rough then. You're so hot, there's no air conditioning. So you go into the flax water. What are you going to do? So you smell a little bit for a few weeks. Says Gemara, b'Meisach Shoma, Yikin l'Meimar. What are you going to do in the winter? Again, no sewer system. They stepped in who knows what, in Tzaya, in Tit. Yeah, you gotta take care of it. Even in the winter, he's gonna go into the water. Omarava, what are you gonna do on Yom Kippur? Omarava, me can meet the Shabbos Shari Yom Kippur Asur. So on Shabbos, says the Gemara like this: there's no melacha. Now, this is the five inuyim that you have in Yom Kippur, you don't have Shabbos. But Rashi points out we're talking about melacha. There's no melacha on Shabbos. That is, it's mutter on Shabbos, but asur on Yom Kippur. And Rashi says a very interesting lashon. He says, "Shaloi tachmer li melacha b'Yom Kippur m'Shabbos." It's impossible that you should be more machmer. Shabbos is the peak. There's nothing more than Shabbos. We're zoicha, we have it every single week. We got used to it. But even Yom Kippur, there's nothing like Shabbos. Shabbos is karis, it's much more chomer. I'm sorry, the skila. Yom Kippur is karis, it's more chomer. Says the Gemara, Ela hoyel ubishabbos shari, Yom Kippur nami shari. Oh, sponsors, thank you. So before the hoyel, we just turned to the Avyat Chesem of the Bay, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refus Yeshuas, please join us at tehillim.aymindav.com. Sponsor! Benetan Kushnud, for Zchus, for my children, Aykolev, and Yisrael Yaakov and Dvorah. They should both do well in our Yisrael. Have a cheshik for Torah mitzvahs in Yerushalayim, amen. So says the Gemara. Hoyo. Since on Shabbos it's okay to wash your body like that when you're in a problem, so on Yom Kippur it'll also be okay. If you have tzoy and tit on the feet, you go and you take care of it. So, very interesting shaila, this idea of hoyel. Since it's, do we have it a little later? Maybe we'll go a little later. Fine. Ella hoyel b'sham shavu b'yom kippur b'shar. Umi islay l'rava hoyel. Does Rava actually hold of this idea of hoyel? Since it's mutter over here, it's mutter over here. Since it's mutter in the beginning of the day, it's mutter at the end of the day. But nan hachoyshe b'shinov. A person has a toothache. So I don't know. What do they do today? If people have toothaches, how do you go to a dentist? What else? How do you take care of it? You have to take medicine. What kind of medicine? Tylenol, codeine. What do you do, doc? What do you do? You also. What do you do? Huh? What's going to take care of the pain right now? Whiskey. How about vinegar? In time of the Gemara, they drink vinegar. Now, the problem is, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take medicine like that, unless it's pikuach nefesh, not pikuach nefesh, guy has a toothache. So, any kind of medicine is a problem of zer shchika samamanim. You're not allowed to... So ill that you're going to die from a toothache? Okay, listen. I'm not a rabbi, not a thing. But typically speaking, these kind of things, what? I had a toothache, but yeah, I hear. Okay, if mamish puts you, but I don't know if that's chodesh b'sakara, fine. I'm not passing it now. I'm just saying, typically speaking, it's also to take medicine in a light sickness. Yeah. Well, you could eat chaymetz, why not? You could eat chaymetz. You could eat vinegar. What?
So if it's
if you're, here, you're going to see in a second. People eat it in certain ways. But if you're taking it for medicine, it's also on Shabbos. You're not taking medicine on Shabbos. You're grinding. You might come to grind. So it says like this. You should not sip the vinegar. You take a piece of bread. You stick it into the vinegar as a dip. And he eats it. Oh, by the way, I never ate bread with vinegar. But now if it helps my teeth, I'm okay. Because I didn't eat it for my teeth, I ate it for the bread. So it says that you're not allowed to sip it. Vermina lo lo yigameo pilot. You shouldn't sip it and spit it out, because that's obviously doing it for your teeth. Ava megameo pilot. It says mefurish in the brisa, you could sip it. It's not a problem. So what is it? You could sip it or you can't sip it. Could you drink? When the Mishnah says you can't sip it, megameo pilot not. The Mishnah didn't mean that you swallowed it. When the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sip vinegar unless you have bread with it, it means you're not allowed to sip it and spit it out. Because then obviously people know that you're drinking it only for refuah. Why do you put it in your mouth and spit it out? You only did it for pain. But if you swallow it, okay, maybe you're a meshugana that likes vinegar. I don't know. V'Rava Omar Afilu Teimim Megameh U'Berleya. So now we're talking, we're coming to Rava. We have to figure out Rava. Rava says, you could swallow it. V'Loi Kashya. Kan Koidim Tibul. Kan Lacher Tibul. Oh. Tibul means, in those days they used to dip, it means a meal. Rashi says it means a meal. If it's before the meal, then obviously, then it's okay. It's part of. But if it's after the meal, you're already finished. Why are you doing it now? Right? That's the pshat. I think so. Yeah. Fine. The problem is v'misa. But at the end of the day, name a hoyel v'koydem tibul shari lach tibul nami shari. Rava says if Rava subscribes to the idea of hoyel, if it's mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it should be mutter throughout all Shabbos. What's the difference? Once it's mutter because it's before a meal, I can't start splicing Shabbos into pieces. This part of Shabbos is usher. Before meal, it's mutter. After that, it's mutter. If it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. It's mutter in the morning, it's mutter in the afternoon. Hoyel. So you see that Rava does not subscribe to the idea of hoyel. Says Gemara, Hadabi Rava Mahi. Rava took it back. This thing of vinegar. Now, just as a side note, very interesting halacha. If a mayel comes on Shabbos with a knife, I mean, he has the knife there before Shabbos, he's allowed to do bris milah. Now, the classic case when the Mishnah Berurah talks about the muktzah called muktzah machmas chisarin kiss. It's something very valuable. You don't typically let people touch. What's a classic example? The Ismail, the knife of a mayel. Very, very delicate. You don't let people, it's not something you give to your kid to play with. So, but what if this mayel is doing a bris milah? So now it became mutter. Can another person touch it after the milah? Could he put it away? Could he take the knife and start, walk away, go to upstairs and put it in his drawer? He's mutter to do the milah. So do you say hayel? Hayel, that it was mutter for him to do the milah. So the muktzah machmas chisarin kiss evaporates, and now for the whole Shabbos it's gone, and it's not muktzah anymore. No, you don't might need to do a milah. You know about the milahs. You're not allowed to move things because you are. Sometimes you could, but not. Oh, you mean that's what Monty is saying? I hear. You wouldn't want to take another. No, he's fine. He's going to put it in the table here. He has a place to put it, but it's going to be safe here. Am I allowed to? 2 hours later, stop for no reason. Here, take out my knife. Start showing it to people. Could I do that? Forget about putting it away. Now, does the muktzah leave or not? So both the Taz and the Magen Avraham hold that it doesn't leave. And the reason is, they hold, it's very interesting, they hold that the muktzah of muktzah machmas chisarin kiss is from beginning of Shabbos to the end. He just has a dispensation. He's allowed to use that knife for 5 minutes to do the milah, but the muktzah is still there from beginning to end. That's how they learn it. Very interesting. Okay. Zokti Gemara. Huh?
Temporarily.
Right. Something like that. Well, I don't know. If you say suspended, it'll be a problem. He's allowed to go through that. Who told you Rava took back the vinegar thing? Maybe he took back the hoyel. How do you know which one he took back? Maybe he doesn't hold. He says, since it's mutan Shabbos, it's mutan Yom Kippur. Maybe he took that back. That not. The Tanya, kol chayove tfilo is tovlim kedarkon, bein betish above, bein yoyim akipurim. So, you see, at the end of the day, you're allowed to be tovl for the mitzvah of tfilo on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, so you didn't take it back. So, very interesting. If you look in the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chav Gimel, Siv Zayin, so it goes like this. The Rif, he brings that, why can't you be toivel on Yontif? He brings these two reasons. Yasha and Schita, right over here. Blue and red. This is an afkamina la'alacha, and I'll tell you in a second. But the Rosh says the reason is this, Shemi Avirenu, and Nirikim Misakin Kli. What's the difference? La'alacha. Basic halacha. Nagia in our days also. Again, The Rif says the reason why you can't be Toivel Kli is because Gzeir Hashem Schita and Gzeir Hashem Yasha. You might be negligent. So what if you have a brand new Kli that you bought from a guy? And we know that if you buy a Kli from a guy, you have to be Toivel. Buy from a Jew, not. From a guy, you have to be Toivel. Could you be Toivel a brand new Kli on Yantif? So if you say that the reason is Schita, there's no Schita, it's a Kli. And if you say that the problem is you might come to leave it, you might, it's not Tame, you just bought it from a guy, there's no problem with Shema Yasha. But if you say the problem is Shema Yavireno Bishrusa Rabim, there's a problem with Shusa Rabim, a brand new Kli that you bought it from a guy. So you cannot. And this is Mamisha. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting. He just says in one word, he says, there's some people that say, he says, if you want to be Toivel Kli, you bought from a guy, it's Mutter. But there are those that say that it's Aser. Who are those that say it's Aser? The Rosh, who says that's because of Shem Yavir and the green. And he says, Yerushamayim should sell his Kli to Goy on Yantif, or sell it to him and take it back and borrow it from him. So, okay, when he goes in the, I'm not going to get into it, but there's a certain Klalim when the Shulchan Aruch talks that way, you see from here, a Klal, when he says, Mutter, but some oiser, that means that he holds mutter. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. Vishavin Jimashikin is a mayim bekli evin. Everybody agrees that you can take the water that's in a kli and touch it to the mikvah, but don't put the kli itself in the water. May avaloi matbilin, gishmak, gishkoyach, yeshua. May avaloi matbilin. What does it mean? Omar Shmuel, Imad Bilin Sakli, Agav Meimov. Don't try to play a trick here. Don't put the whole cup into the mikvah and say, oh, I was just trying to get the water kosher. Okay. Says Gemara, Mani Mas Nisan, our mission that says this halacha, that you could make the water kosher, but not the Kli. Here, check this out. The center right over here is our Mishnah. Hashaka is a mutter. I'm allowed to touch the water to the mikvah, but you're not allowed to be toivel the actual kli. Okay? Green is mutter, red is also. Ask the Gemara. Mani Mas Nisan, our Mishnah doesn't go not like Rebbe and not like Rabbanon. The Sanya. Emad bilun is a kli al gav meim of the tari ve meshikin is a mayim be kli of the tari of Rebbe. Rebbe is the purple. Everything is also, he says. You can't do Ashaka and you can't be Toivel. So, you look at Ashaka. Ashaka is off. Over here we say Ashaka is Mutter. Rebbe says Ashaka is Aser. So it can't be Rebbe. They say the opposite. Everything is Mutter. If everything is Mutter, what's going to be a problem? Tefillah. Everything is Mutter. Mutter, Mutter. Green, green. So green over here lines up. Ashaka is mutter, great. But tefillah, they say, is also mutter. It's a problem. Rebbe kashya ashaka. Rabbanon kashya tefillah adbala. Ibai Seima says the Gemara very poshut. You could say it's Rebbe, you could say it's Rabbanon. And we're talking about the same thing. They're both talking about the same thing. That what? It's tiny over here, but I don't know if you can zoom in. This part is talking about Shabbos, and this part is talking about Yontif. Hashaka is Shabbos, Tefillah is talking about Yontif. And that's how we fix everything. That what? The Reisha is Toivel down here. Should have been maybe the opposite, great. Yontif is saved by Shabbos. Vekula mas nisim by Yontif. This is Yontif, right over here. On Yontif, Ashok is Mutter. You're not allowed to be Toivel, not on Yontif, not on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, Hashok is Aser. Why does it say in our mission, Ashok is Mutter? Because it's Yontif. Our mission is Yontif, says Rebbe. So that's why Ashok is Mutter on Yontif. The only difference between Yontif and Shabbos is Ashok. Ashok on Yontif is Mutter. And I say that Ashoka on Shabbos is Aser. It's not a contradiction. I'm talking about Shabbos. You're talking about Yontif. No contradiction. That's it for today. Rabbanon. Could be, it goes according to Rabbanon. Again, they're not arguing. This part, the Ashoka part is Shabbos. The Tefillah part is Yontif. The Kula Masnisim is Shabbos. They say everything is Shabbos over here. So why? So that's great. Ashoka is Mutter. Why is Tefillah Mutter? Because it's Yontif. And the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. Rebbe said the Mishnah is talking about Yontif. They say the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. And that's why it's also to be Toivol Akli on Shabbos, but it's Mutter to be Toivol Akli on Yontif. Have a wonderful evening.